I got to bring in Akeem Spence. He's a Buccaneer. He plays for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I'm talking to him outside.
Go get Akeem in here. Bring him in here. He's got to go over to training at 9:20. So I figure, yeah.
He runs like he's making toys for Santa.
If you notice the theme, I hire little guys because I like to feel like that. I've achieved some sort of North Pole status.
You look good. I like the whole new theme.
Yeah?
I like how you erased everything. I don't like how I didn't do your show, but I like everything else. Although you had a great lineup.
I did invite you to the show. I did invite you to the
thing
you were booked. Yeah.
No, but the show you did with Norton, Artie, and Bobby, that's a great show.
That was a fun time.
They're great.
Yeah, we're going to do more of those. Akeem, how you doing, buddy? Oh, hold on. Your mic's not on. I'm sorry. Hey, Spanish, call him a pussy now.
No.
I'm just kidding. You are a big man.
Thank you.
Yeah. When's the last time you got in a fight?
It's been a few years.
Yeah. Like, do you remember the last one? Were you whipping kids' ass in high school?
No, probably in college.
Well, yeah, in college?
Yeah.
What? Get right up on that mic. Move that mic in front of you. Yeah. Who in college, who would stand up to you? A guy bigger than you or a guy who was really drunk?
A guy who was really drunk.
Yeah.
I didn't know what he was doing.
Jesus. Can I just tell you something? If I had arms like yours, I wouldn't have sleeves on any of my shirts. You, not so much. You look good.
First of all, I'm twice his age.
Yeah, I know. No, okay. I'm not saying your arms don't look good, but you're covered in rose tattoos.
I got golfers, two girls playing golf.
You're right. I don't dislike it. It's just a different kind of sleeveless.
Oh, you cannot knock this dude out.
Akeem, how do you feel today after the Winston pick?
Oh, man, we definitely got better as a team, man. I thought he was the best guy in the draft, and Coach Levy and Jason, I think they made the right pick, and I think the town is happy with that pick.
I think so, too. Did you think, was there any worry that that wasn't going to happen? Because usually with that first-round pick, you know, like a month in advance, and we're down to the wall. Like, we're actually sitting at the edge of the seats, and when it happened, we were... Were you like, what's the word going around the team where you're like, oh, we got Winston, we're cool?
I mean, like a lot of people thought, like guys like us on the inside, everybody thought we knew. We didn't find out until, you know, y'all found out.
Yeah, right?
Coach Levy didn't say nothing to us, and Jason didn't say nothing to us. I mean, so I was happy with the pick, just like everybody else.
It's not like Little League where your parents call the next parents, and they tell the next one, we're taking Jameis, passing on to the next family.
No. I wish I knew that.
Yeah. Where'd you watch it from?
I was actually at the facility at the draft.
Yes, Rich.
Can really one person turn the whole team around, you think? I mean, a quarterback or maybe a wide receiver.
Here's the deal. If I can jump in and you tell me I'm right. This team, as horrible as they were last year record-wise, almost won almost every game that you guys lost.
Yeah, except for two games.
Yeah. I mean, that would really... They almost won every game. It was like in the last couple of minutes, they just barely lose a game. But you really didn't have... This team has never, in my time of the league, since 1989, This team has never had a great quarterback. We had Brad Johnson, who took us to a Super Bowl, who was an okay quarterback. We had Sean King, who was thrown in there as a third-string quarterback in there and did a really good job, but wasn't a great quarterback. No offense to Sean. I know he's listening. He got real fat, and he's going to be mad that he's listening to it. And then who else? Vinny Testaverde. He was colorblind. He was thrown to the wrong team. It was just a goddamn mess.
He was bouncing team to team, too, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Like that whole almost thing. You know how many hot girls I almost slept with? Okay.
This team... This defense played good.
Yeah.
There were signs of the offense that were good. We just think, well, one quarterback looked like Napoleon Dynamite, and the other one cried. What do you think? Like, now that he's gone, that's a pussy move, crying when you lose a game, right?
No, I mean...
Akeem, don't lie to me. You were like,
a regular
damn.
Season game.
Yeah. It's bad enough we got a big, dumb-looking white quarterback. He's a crying now in the press conference, right?
He cried at a scrimmage.
I'm like, you don't want that.
I'm not a football player.
Yeah. I don't care if every game I lost, I'd still get up there and go, oh, I mean, I could even get up there and say, I played terrible today. I don't know what to tell you. But he cried. And I'm like, I don't. The pressure's on him. And then the other one, look, the other one's too white and goofy. Too tall, skinny and white to be taken seriously. Right? He's still there, though.
Isn't he? Yeah, he's still there.
Oh, sorry. You get along with him or you defense, offense? You know?
Nah, man, I love Mike G because you got to remember, we came in together. So, you know, I got to know him on a personal level.
So, oh, yeah. Okay, so we like him. He's cool.
Yeah.
Brian, look. We don't know what's going to go on with Winston. He may come in here and he may get hurt. We may have to go back to Mike G, as you call him.
Yeah.
Hope not. But we'll see what happens. I'm just saying, he's just, you like to have a guy who feels comfortable and know he's in. He never looked like he was comfortable. He's still too young. You got to get some more time in, I think, right? Okay, we saved that. Oh, look, there it is. There it is, big crybaby Ken doll looking son of a bitch.
He's a football player?
Yeah, he's a quarterback.
Oh, I thought he was like a bloated video. Calvin Klein.
Oh, my God.
Look at the part in that hair. How did you let him walk out of that locker room with that part in the hair?
Like, where's he going to an Aryan Brotherhood meeting? I'm a Jew, and I...
Yeah, you're afraid of him.
I hate to see... Listen, in the locker room, do you guys ever notice who, like, you're going, damn, he's really packing? I mean, who's just, you know what I mean?
Yeah, Akeem. Well, you're probably used to it. But I did sports radio for years. Uh-huh. And if you're going to say that you haven't noticed giant dongs in the locker room, you're a liar. Not you. But I would tell you right now, if you ask me over the years, I could tell you, out of all the years, Jacquez Green had the biggest dong I'd ever seen in my life.
Really?
Yeah, that's how he was so fast.
Tell me how big it was.
Knee down to the knee.
No way.
Jacquez Green looked like, you ever see Black Hawk Down? Like one of those skinniest. Yeah. He looked like one, right? Jacquez, remember you ever see him? Jacquez was like, he was like 112 pounds. He was tall and skinny. He was fast as hell. And when he walked out of the shower one day, I couldn't tell what was a leg and what wasn't.
And that's even come out of the shower.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
he already lost a couple inches right there because of the water.
Right. So I was like, man, now I know why he's so fast. He's galloping down there to get that ball, right?
God bless you. You know the confidence you must have when...
If you have a dong like that?
It's unbelievable. Just in McDonald's, I'd pull it. I go, you got to look at this. I'm telling you, how could you not be so confident? Yeah. You know what I mean?
I got Keem's arms. If I had arms like that, yes. I would not wear sleeves.
I want to go right now and put on an armor suit. Yeah. I come in here with my little skinny chicken wing arms.
What's your deal? You got a wife or a girlfriend?
Oh, yeah, I got a girlfriend.
A girlfriend. Yeah. How long have you been with her?
Going on a year and a half.
Oh, yeah. You're fine. Yeah. She's not legit. You're not living together, are you?
No.
I need this. Listen, I don't want anything from the team. I can buy my tickets and stuff, but you guys need to run things by me every once in a while. Just be like, look, I want to be like that. I used to want to find like an old, smart black man in my life that would give me advice. Like, I'd go, I'm going to go check out the strip club tonight. And he'd go, like, why are you always going to them strip clubs? You know, like, I needed that in my life. I want to be that for you young guys now. I want you to come to me and go, think about getting married to my girl. And I go, Akeem, sit down. Let's talk. You grew up. You had nothing. Now you got $1 million checks. Why are you gonna right away put that in jeopardy with this girl? Like, give it some time. How old are you?
I'm 23.
Oh, my God.
My daughter's older.
Yeah. She's already pressuring you to get married, isn't she?
Deep down inside,
she's working in subliminally so that you don't. What did she say? I mean, I'm just saying, if we're together forever, I just see us getting old together.
No time.
No, not at 23.
No. How hot is she?
She's 25.
She hot?
Yeah.
White girl, black girl?
Black girl.
Black girl. Look at that kid.
Giving it real.
Going against the whole sports thing.
Yeah. Did you know how bad Carmen wants to pounce on you right now? Carmen, right?
Got me a Waco. Got me a cosigner up in here.
Carmen, he's gorgeous.
Oh, my God. Oh, what's up?
What's up? Okay.
Turn around, Carmen.
You can just have my number just in case.
Turn around. First of all, turn around, okay? You don't want to upset your parents. Look at me.
What?
Look at me. Ever been in a Mercedes?
Screw my parents. We're good. Hey, what's up?
Yeah. Hey. We called her father on Father's Day one year and told him for the first time that she liked black dudes. She didn't talk to her for 6 months.
A year?
Yeah.
Oh, she's she's one of these white girls that talk like she's a black girl. She's trying to out-black black people.
She only turns it on when there's a black guy around. Huh? She turns it on. She gets ghetto when there's a black guy.
Starts talking black like, I have a dream.
What's up, dog?
I came out of Walmart and these two white girls, I swear to God, the big one said as I'm walking by, you know what I forgot to did? Yeah, conjugate a verb, white girl. All right, shut up. You're white, you stupid.
Where do you meet this girl?
In Atlanta.
Yeah. So what were you doing there? Were you playing or were you?
Playing and hanging out.
Hanging out. Yeah. And she's like, you big, what do you do? You're like, I play football. She's like, I knew that. I was setting you up from the beginning.
Oh, my God.
I want to see a picture of you. A picture of her?
I don't know. I got
you. I don't know. You got a picture of her over there? You got a picture? No, you do. You liars. You liars. Compare it to somebody. Give me an idea of who she looks like. When you're all trying to be nice to her, be like, baby, you're so much prettier than Halle Berry. Like, who does she look like?
I don't know. She don't look like
nobody.
She's short.
She's short?
Yeah. Oprah.
I was just waiting to see. I'm trying to get, I don't know.
He's a football star.
I don't know what he's into. I don't know what you like.
You're into Oprah?
No, I don't know what you like, is what I'm saying. Oh, my God.
When there was that gay guy that came out and went to the pros.
Sam's.
Does that make the locker room uncomfortable, do you think? Does everybody get I wouldn't get uncomfortable. Who cares?
Well, you're questionable in your sexuality as it is.
Because I travel with a portable glory hole. That doesn't make me. No, I mean, does that affect the locker room, you think?
I mean, you can't really judge somebody. Like, yeah. I big things, you know, long as you don't bring it into the locker room. You know, you keep it personal, you keep it at home, and you just be a professional.
Yeah, right. Listen, if Michael Jordan was gay, people would go, you know what, I'm gay too.
Right.
You know what
I mean? So you're saying,
as long as you're doing the job. Yeah.
If Michael Sam had been a better football player, more players would be like, oh, we're fine with it. We're comfortable with it. Yeah. That's hilarious. Listen to me. You watched a draft last night. You got a quarterback, so now you got to be super excited for the season.
Right.
I have to tell you, I don't know. Did we pick more than one last night? Like, I don't even know what else we got.
No, we only picked one last
night. So that's all we care about now. Right. We don't need anything else for the rest of the year. We're going to be fine.
No.
Have you met Jameis yet?
No, I haven't met
him. No? So you think you're going to get along with him?
Oh, yeah, man. He seems like a good guy. Cool, laid back, you know, about his business on the field. You know, a lot of people got a lot of concerns with off the field issues. But that stuff can be fixed. You feel me?
Yeah, I don't. Listen, I did so many bad things when I was his age. I don't. And listen, I love crab legs. I'm not gonna lie. If I really want them, I get them. You know what I mean? And he didn't even do anything wrong. Right now he hasn't done anything off the field that I'm concerned with. He's here now. His father Derek Brooks has stepped into the picture, and he'll take care of him while he's here.
Yeah, he's gonna be good.
Now, do you know any of the Hall of Famers? The guy, have you seen Brooks come around?
Brooks is always in the building from time to time, just hollering.
Does he annoy you? Does he come over and he's like, "Akeem, you do this?" Goddamn, old man, let me do my thing.
The one that gives us the most trouble is Sapp when he comes.
Sapp?
Yeah.
Why would you do?
He's just loud as hell. You can hear him from the time he walks in the building, just talking a whole lot of mess. Man.
Yeah, that's the way he was when he played.
Yeah,
and now he's a Hall of Famer, so now it's like I can do whatever I want.
He's
now.
One
Yeah. You know what the worst was? It was Keyshawn? Yeah, because he couldn't back it up. He would be really loud, but he was a punk. So, yeah. Who's your favorite player?
My favorite player?
Like, who, when you were a kid, who'd you look up to?
I always liked Peyton Manning for some reason.
Really?
Yeah. I always been a Peyton Manning guy. Like, I used to be a huge Colts fan.
No kidding. Where are you from?
I'm from Pensacola, Florida.
Oh, you're from here?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay. That's just an odd thing. Like, what quarterback do you want to get at? Who do you want to get the most?
I need to get my hands on Peyton. I done got the Breeze, Tom Brady, so I got
You need to tackle Peyton and then just go, huge fan.
Is a sack like a touchdown?
For the defense,
yeah.
You mean?
Yeah, for a defense lineman, you know. But, you know, a sack fumble is better when, you know.
Pick it up and run?
When you get it out of their hands.
Yeah, get it up, pick
can
it up.
Can you move?
Can I move?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, you look like you're in good shape, but I saw Sapp waddle in on his touchdown a couple of times, and I'm like, man, I've seen Greg Spires almost had a heart attack one time when he got to the 20-yard line. You just got
to
know.
I mean, you know, defense linemen ain't trained around more than 30 or 40 yards.
That's,
you know,
what I'm saying.
We got a good little burst. I'll give you a good 20, 30 yards, and after that, I'll probably shut it down.
You're right. You are on top of Tom Brady?
Yeah.
When you got on top of him, you ever talk smack to him or any of the other guys?
Because he got up talking smack to his offensive line, cussing him out.
He did, right? Why you let this son of a bitch through? Yeah, you're the last guy I want to look up and see you staring out at me. You ever do dirty moves? You get up and you like thumb him in the eye or something? You need to start doing that when we're losing. Yeah. In fact, if you can smuggle a taser out there in your waistband, do that too. Whatever you have to do, I'm going to look for you to be the guy to turn things around. Hey, I want to talk about something. I'm afraid it's going to be sensitive.
What's that?
So last night we had the draft party. We were at Brick House up the road.
Okay.
And Danny was there. Who was the other guy that was there? Eric?
Evan Rodriguez.
Evan Rodriguez. You know Evan?
Yeah, I know Evan. I tied in / forward. But
yeah, you tied with him?
No.
Okay, cool. I can talk about it. I know you know what I'm going to talk about, don't you? Yeah, you do.
Does he work for the radio station?
No, he's just, he wrangled all the football players. I don't know what he did. He lured them in, and he's probably taking 10% of whatever appearances they do.
With those dreamy eyebrows?
Evan Rodriguez.
Uh-huh.
He's got a beautiful fiance.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that a couple times.
You did, right? That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. What about it? Say it, Akeem. What about her? So beautiful. That giant ass that she got. Come on, that can't be real. Is that real, you think? She looked like you smuggled a 5-year-old and put him under there.
I don't know.
I mean, it's beautiful. I'm not talking smack about her.
Did it jiggle?
No, it didn't. It looked, that's the thing. It looked like she is very skinny.
Uh-huh.
I took a picture of it. You want to see it? I did. Yeah. I took a picture of it last night. Hold on.
I'd rather see Mitch Patel.
She is a beautiful girl. I don't want you to think that I'm talking smack about her. But she's skinny and she got a great body, but her ass is tremendous.
Yeah.
And I asked other girls that were there if it could be there. It is right there. It looks like she shoved the couch pillow under her skirt.
Oh, wow.
But not the kind that you lean on, the kind you sit on, like the big couch pillow at the bottom, right? You see it? Lighting's not the best, but you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Maybe she's just retaining water.
Oh man. Let me ask you, what do you have going on? Do you have anything we need to plug, like we do, like camps or charities or anything like that you need to know about?
No, I'm just starting up my charity now. You know, the Akeem Spence Foundation, the Little Dream Chasers. So, last year, to every home game, I had 10 kids come out that, you know, from, different youth programs.
Right.
Come out to the games where they get food, T-shirt, and just, you know, get to hang out, you know, tour the facility and just, you know, get to be at the game, sit in the front row, you know, and just enjoy the football.
Yeah, that's a good thing, man. I wish I was rich so I could do that for kids. Let me ask you, what about you when you grew up? Where did you grow up? Pensacola?
Originally, I'm from Jamaica. Or whatever. So I was born there.
Whoa, back it up. You were from Jamaica?
Yeah.
Now we see where the weed connection comes from. It was in your system already. You had no choice. Wait a second. Yeah, I mean, you're born with that. It's like me being fat because I'm Italian. This is what it's what happened. Okay, so you come here. How long did you live in Jamaica?
I was there till I was 6. Then I came up here with my father or whatever because he, moved to the Pensacola area or whatever.
Right.
Pretty much grew up there, you know, and then from there,
it was just you and your dad?
Yeah, me and my dad for the longest, and then, he got married or whatever, and then,
yeah.
He just
kicked you out, didn't like you anymore. I got a new family, don't need you, son.
I had to go out to school, man.
Yeah. What did your dad do for a living?
He owned his own construction business.
Oh, so he had some money. You guys were all right.
Yeah, I mean, he had to start out from the bottom, build from
Or
whatever, and then, he had a lot of success with it or whatever. So, I mean, he still does it to this day or whatever because, I mean, it's something he loves to do. So
he's super proud of you?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
When did you start getting big? When did you start getting muscles?
Probably in the sixth grade when we started lifting.
Sixth grade?
Yeah, because we up in that area, we lift weights, in the sixth grade for football,
Yeah.
So that's something real big. We lift against the high schoolers. So we just lift all the way up to, 12th grade year.
Good. Good for you.
Yeah.
Okay, so then you go off to college, you get a scholarship?
Yeah.
Oh, man, he's like, I got you getting an education for free now, I'm in good shape, I can take it easy, you're out of the house. Then you, what did you major in?
Communication.
Yeah, smart, right?
Yeah.
Easy as pie.
Yeah, right?
Akeem had two things you had to worry about, meeting girls and playing football. That's all we need to worry about. Carmen just did her communications paper on Falcon. You want to tell Akeem about Falcons?
Falcons, something that they have in common with a child. They fully female grown falcon is the same length of a 6-year-old.
Oh my God, a little fun fact that we learned from Carmen today. How do you like that?
Big getter at a party.
But when you're mad at your kid, you can't take it out to the woods and let it fly away. Okay? And they don't have since you're like you're a major football player and stuff, I think you should step it up. I'm selling this Rolex. All right?
That's
I'm
too
saying,
small, man. What's that?
Is that a 31 you can put some extensions on it like your girlfriend's hair.
He's not Kevin Pollak. He'll punch you right there.
I'm trying to make some money here.
I got you. What kind of watch do you have on?
I got on a Movado. I keep it simple, man.
You do keep it simple. I like that. What are you driving?
2012 Avalanche.
Okay. Wow. How much money we got? If you went to the bank today and took out $20, what does it say you have left in your bank? Yeah. Millions? Hundreds of thousands?
How many zeros are there?
I'm well off, man.
You doing all right?
Yeah.
Don't blow it. What's the dumbest thing you bought? I bought a golf cart and put like jacked up wheels on it and stuff, and I'm like, what's stupid?
I don't know. I just bought a whole bunch of BS over my like.
First like what? Year. Give me some. Tell me some fun stuff. I want to pretend I'm rich. Let's talk about this.
I mean, I done spent tons of money in the club. So
oh, you do? Making it rain or buying champagne?
Buying champagne.
Yeah, yeah. You like doing that guy?
No, I don't like do that no more.
No, you did. One day you woke up and you're like, how much is that?
And then just like on all my designer shoes, man, just.
Oh, your fancy, fancy shoes, right?
Yeah, I just like shoes, though. I'm a shoe head.
Okay, I got you, Melda.
And just like expensive jeans and stuff.
Like okay, that. So you're a fashion guy.
Yeah, I love
Don't that. Get all Jason Taylor on us and start getting facials and stuff.
Oh, no.
No.
Yeah, but see, that's great because the stuff he likes, you can buy late at night on eBay when you're bored. You can go, yeah.
What do you now? You need a car? We need to up the car? Or are we going to wait for a bonus?
I'll probably buy a new car next year. I was looking at one this year, so the S550. I really love those, the 2000.
Bob Murray, hook you up right there across the street from the stadium. Yeah. We got to take care of it. All right, good. I like this. You like? Listen, if I want to give you a little life lesson today, just let me know before you get married. I know we just met, but I've been married for 12 years. Uh-huh. You're going to need the true advice of somebody who's been married. Okay. If you go to your father, he's going to be a father. He's going to be like, well, Hakeem, if you feel like this is the one, he's going to be trying. But I'll be like, I don't know. I got to ask you a couple of questions about it. So, like, do you guys live together?
No, she lives in Atlanta, man.
Yeah. Fine. Yes, you're right. Sorry. You know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Keep her in Atlanta. How often does she come here?
I mean, she works a lot, so probably three or 4 weeks.
What does she do? She's still working. That's a good sign.
She's a manager at a high-end boutique called La Perla, where they sell expensive like underwear and all that.
Oh, yes. Man, she must be hot.
Yeah. So I'm just like,
yeah. If she's working at not a Victoria's Secret, a high-end boutique underwear store. You know what I'm
saying?
Atlanta
got some fine girls. Atlanta.
They got some fine girls.
Atlanta, let me tell you. I'm telling you, big gay area, but a lot of fun.
Yeah, those, yes, definitely.
I bet she smells wonderful. Your girlfriend, that's what I'm feeling now. I feel like she smells like a dessert and perfume mixed together.
Well, geez, all I do is say extensions. No, you're talking about
because you created a visual now for me. She's little, she's hot, and she works in a high-end boutique underwear store selling all the Real Housewives of Atlanta their little thongs. That's what I'm seeing. Wait,
you think those Housewives of Atlanta wear little
thongs? No, they buy them, but they can't fit in them. This is great. All right, listen, I'm glad we got to meet you.
No problem. Thank you
for coming in.
No problem.
What do you have to do? You got practice today, training today?
No, I actually got a golf tournament, Adrian Claiborne's golf tournament for pediatric cancer.
You're a good golfer?
You play golf?
No, I'm taking
You want to play today?
Take Voss. He's a good golfer.
You're going to play today at Innisbrook today.
Yeah, he's so good that he books himself at terrible comedy clubs so they could be close to golf courses. That's what he does.
You want to play this?
Look
at the comedy club I'm at. It's not the biggest, but it's a great. Listen, there's three clubs in town.
Yeah.
And I guarantee, hands down, and nothing, I'm the funniest comic in town this week. I looked. There's nothing against those other dudes.
You might be right.
They're not in my league.
You are one of my favorites.
On a whole other level, huh?
You're one of my favorites. Can I tell you what he said to a heckler one time? It was my favorite. I tell you every time you come here.
What?
They're at the Improv in Tampa,
right. And
this bitch is drunk in the back, and she would not shut up. And he was like, are you at least hot to be so loud? And she's like, damn right. And he goes, come up here so I can see you and see if you're hot. And she walked up, and he goes, you're not hot. I mean, you're not ugly. I mean, like, late at night, if you were here with me, I don't know if I'd bang you or rub one out to the Solo Flex guy.
I did all those shows like Dev Jam and Martin Lawrence.
I've watched them on YouTube.
When I did Martin Lawrence, some lady was heckling me. And you know a black audience. You got about 2 minutes, 20 seconds to be funny. This old lady was heckling me and all. And I go, you ashy ass. I'm getting thirsty talking to you.
That's all it takes.
You got to survive.
Yeah.
I don't do that now. Unless it's, some lady in the audience last night said she was married 5 times. Oh. I go, maybe it's you.
Yeah, the common denominator.
Yeah.
See, Hakeem, don't get married. See what I tell you?
5 times.
Listen, it has been wonderful having you here today.
Thank you. Let's be
friends during the season. I feel like you look at you with your big smile and your muscles now, but if I saw you at the club, you'd be like, so, I feel like we have a relationship now. If I saw you out there in the champagne room, I'd be like, Hakeem. And you'd be like, I got this idea. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like we connected today. It was all good.
Yeah, man.
All right, listen. When you're bored during the season, you come on the show, and we'll start talking about things.
Okay, no doubt.
If you get mad, and also, not that I'm predicting it, but if you get in trouble for anything, this is a good show to come and tell your side of the story.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And if I can give you any advice, it's don't get married till you're 30, and Uber. Get Uber. Don't drink and drive.
But Japanese Uber, man.
They have Uber. But it's just a little weird.
It's terrible.
You're in people's Corollas.
Yeah.
You know,
I've never done Uber.
New York, you've never done Uber?
No, because I have a car. I drive it.
Doesn't matter. You've never. Oh my God!
I've never done it.
It's the best thing ever.
I love it.
Yeah. So do I. In New York or a big city. Yeah. Because I've only done it in New York. So my son and I were eating at a restaurant. And we went outside, and it was a winter storm. Boom, boom, first time I used it. Suburban picked me up at the door. They give me water. The heat was on. Took me to my hotel. I was like, this is the way to go. In Tampa, I've had some awkward experiences. You get Uber, and some lady pulled up in like a Geo Metro, and I went, you got to be kidding me.
But see, in New York, I like to smell an onion, so I'll take a cab. Something about, you know.
Yeah, there's an option there, and you can hail cabs in
but
New
York. But I've never done Uber. Like, is it hard? What do you do?
No, you download the app.
Yeah.
And then you, say Akeem wanted to leave here right now. So he loads up the app, and it shows you all the cars that are in the vicinity, and he requests a car, and it says it'll be there in 5 minutes. Yeah. And then he goes downstairs, he gets in the car, and he's like, take me to Mons Venus. And they take him right to Mons Venus, and he doesn't even have to pay because his credit card's on file and the tip and everything, in and out. So
but your credit card's in your phone, like they have your, like,
Uber has it already.
It doesn't go to the driver, it goes to the company.
Yeah. And then the company pays them.
Oh, that's pretty damn
fantastic.
Good. How do you get, I got a nice car. I can make some extra money on the side being an Uber
guy.
Don't
think I didn't say the same thing. Don't think I didn't say the same thing because they said that Sarasota really needed Uber drivers. Well, I'll get my Hummer. I'll be running people back and forth like this. I'll be the nicest. I'll give them water. Got headrest TVs. I'm like, what do you guys? You guys want to watch Oprah or whatever you got going on?
You know how many hot girls you can meet? I mean, you don't be a creep, but you just say, hey, look, why are you crying?
Why don't you sit in the front? Let's talk about this.
And you have no inside passenger door handle. <in the front.
laughs> Akeem, so let's stay in touch. We're friends now?
Okay.
All right, good. Listen, good luck this season, seriously.
All right, thank you.
I think it's going to be great for you guys. I'm looking forward to getting back into the team, going to games, and watching it.
Yeah, man, definitely.
And check out Akeem's charity, which you'll see. What's it called again?
Akeem's Little Dream Chasers.
Yeah, Akeem the Dream. That's what we got to go with. All right. Wasn't the Prince from Coming to America, Akeem?
Yeah.
You get a lot of that? You should dress up like that one day.
All the time.
I don't think any jokes. I'm sorry.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.